Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
We start with a salute to Lieutenant Colonel Margaret St. Pierre, who's taken a seat in Spaces Studio 7A with 1, 2, 3 guests this morning. Lieutenant Colonel, welcome back to our program. And who do you bring into our studio this morning?
Good morning, Rick. Yeah, thank you for having us. We have some very exciting guests this morning. We have, first of all, Major General Diane Dunn, who is, of course, our Commissioner of the Department of Defense, Veterans and Emergency Management, as well as the Adjutant General of the Maine National Guard.
This is why we're all sitting up straight right now.
Okay. And then we also have some other guests with us, Dr. Brenda McAleer, the Associate Vice President of Academic Affairs and the Dean of the College of Professional Studies at the University of Maine Augusta, and Kristen Eaton, who is the Executive Director of Strategic Communications and Marketing. So we're all here today to talk about some partnerships that we have between the University of Maine Augusta and the Maine National Guard that are designed to help prepare Maine's young people for the workforce.
Adjutant General, may I start with you? It makes absolute sense that there would be a collaboration between National Guard and our institutions of higher knowledge.
You know, after spending several years at the university, in my break between my time in the Maine National Guard, I learned so much. It was a transformational opportunity for me as a leader. And so now being in this position, really important that we support our guardsmen through their academic pursuits. And what better place to do that than our University of Maine system, and in particular, University of Maine at Augusta.
Dr. McAleer, I'll turn to you for insight into what we're talking about this morning.
We are supportive of course, the National Guard. At the University of Maine at Augusta's mission is to serve students wherever they are and to meet them where they are. So we are able to help anyone, including those who are serving in the National Guard, and help them earn their education while they're also doing their duty or working, raising their families, and staying in the state of Maine.
Kristen, I wonder if all National Guard members know of the opportunities that are afforded to them through the University of Augusta.
I think that is something we could do a lot better at, actually. So we're excited to be here today to talk a little bit more about the partnerships that we currently have underway and a little bit more about how the University of Maine at Augusta has so many amazing programs that really are fueling the workforce right here in Maine.
Adjutant General, how did this partnership come to be?
Long-standing relationships. Obviously, our Guards members are students at many of our different campuses and many military-friendly campuses across the system. But most recently, my partnership with the University of Maine Augusta came from being a member of the Board of Visitors and learning more about all the different programs that UMA offers. And naturally, as the University of Maine has a cybersecurity and aviation programs that are very comparable with the types of units and the growth that we want to have for the Maine National Guard. So in particular, those two programs, we've continued to foster relationships, share information across our leadership chain within the National Guard and also faculty and administration at the university.
Dr. McAleer, when you think of a college student in our state, you think of someone who is maybe 18, fresh out of high school and ready to do the traditional 4 years and then get a sheepskin and move on. I'm guessing that maybe those served under this collaboration are not necessarily your 18 to 19 year old fresh out of high school.
Well, that is correct. We do serve students right out of high school. Many go into our dental assisting or dental hygiene program or into a nursing program. But when I'm thinking of our National Guardsmen and women, I am thinking of those that have other responsibilities. So they're trying to fit education in with all of the other things they have going on in their lives. We have an aviation program. We are the only aviation program in the state. We have not only that we have flight, but we have a drone program. We have an aircraft maintenance technician school, and we are working currently with the National Guard to try to open a second AMTS, or aircraft maintenance technician school, up here in Bangor.
Not necessarily one of the programs that Dr. McAleer just mentioned, but Kristen, I'll ask you, for any student coming to the University of Maine Augusta, is there a most popular course that everyone seems to gravitate to?
Oh, that is a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Do you
want
to phone a friend?
Brenda, do we have an early class that students take that is...
I think Psychology 100 is probably the most popular, mm-hmm. that students come in, and you learn how to read other people And I would use the word manipulate, but that's probably a little too much.
We are on guard this morning. Adjutant General Diane Dunn, I wonder, and I kind of shared this a moment ago with Kristen, if every member of the Guard realizes the opportunity presented to them.
No. And so thank you for this opportunity for us to share this information with a broader audience. And for those that may be listening that have friends in the Guard, hopefully they will share this information as well to say, hey, do you know that these programs exist for you to advance your academic pursuits while also serving in the military? Back to your original question, though, in terms of, you know, why this isn't so important and how it is that we're working on this partnership. The other piece of it is in my role as the commissioner and working with other fellow commissioners as we advance our workforce in Maine. And that's really one of the things that University of Maine at Augusta does so well, is to meet the needs of its students as we build out our workforce. And so when we talked about the aircraft maintenance program and the other needs of our state, this is a perfect opportunity for us to get on the front end with the leadership of our academic institutions and say, this is what the workforce requires, and how do we partner with the students and with our employers? All we know that certificates are another thing that current students are looking for, and University of Maine at Augusta continues to pivot its opportunities for meeting the needs of the students, and that's wonderful.
Forgive me as I was distracted a moment ago, because I just got a text message from someone that works for, I do not know if you know the name of this corporation, C&L Aviation Services. Yeah. They're right next to BGR, and they say, send those aircraft maintenance grads our way today.
Amen. That's what we're working for. Yeah, that's exactly, and they're mentioned many times in our conversations, mm-hmm. is to be able to provide greater workforce for those types of businesses that are out there. Not only our needs on the military, because we need aircraft maintainers as well, and so that's to maintain our helicopters, our tankers, all of those things, but our private industry as well.
Dr. McAleer, does the University of Maine Augusta have capacity to handle the throngs of people that would be stepping up to come and take these courses?
Bring them on. We'd be happy to have as many students as we could, and we do have the capacity. Another good thing for the University of Maine Augusta in our workforce development, 98% of our graduates stay in the state of Maine.
That's encouraging. Did you have to, like, nail their feet to the floor or something? Was that part of, you get a diploma, but I'm going to use a stapler and I'm going to take your shoes and put them in the Pine Tree State. There's a lot of talk about free community college in our state. I don't think this applies to this. And yes, again, Kristen, it's your turn for a question. So I'm going to ask, what is the cost structure for these courses for someone who is in the Guard?
I can help. Phone a friend.
Again.
You know, one of the benefits that our Guards members enjoy and earn is through their service is the tuition waiver. Mm-hmm. So most of our students are using a tuition benefit somewhere across their academic pursuits. And so you can't be here without a recruiting pitch, right? And so that's an opportunity for someone who looks for different ways to finance their education and serve their state. Joining the National Guard allows for the tuition waiver.
Now, if we had a webcam, you would have seen Dr. McAleer scribbling notes and handing them over to Kristen. So I'm not sure if there was... Kristen, what should I ask you for a question?
Well, the one thing I was going to add to that is UMA also offers the Pine Tree State Pledge, which for eligible students can... any student, National Guard or any potential student, free tuition for those that are eligible. So similar to the Maine Community College free tuition pledge, there's something very similar at the University of Maine at Augusta, which many, many of our students take advantage of.
I'm going to find out, Dr. McAleer, if you've heard from students that have three jobs, two kids, one wife, no time, but they still want to make time for this. And here's the greater challenge. Geographically, they're in Fort Kent or they're in Kittery. How do they take advantage of the opportunities at the University of Maine, Augusta, in the heart of our state?
Well, the majority of our students are just as you have described and having all, you know, other responsibilities in their life. 70% of our classes are available asynchronously, so students are able to take them whether they're in Fort Kent or Kittery or Frankfurt, Germany or Tokyo, Japan. And we are able to educate students at basically on their schedule.
Diane, asynchronously, does that mean online?
Is that what that means? I think so.
Okay. You mentioned the recruiting, and that's usually when we pivot back to Lieutenant Colonel Margaret St. Pierre, because these are opportunities that you bring to us once a month, and people may not realize there's a lot to gain when you give service to Maine's National Guard.
Absolutely, Rick. I was actually just thinking about that. I was thinking you were going to send a question my way. And I was reflecting on, you know, I don't come from a military family. And so I think a lot of people out there have kind of a wrong impression of what service in the military looks like or service in the National Guard looks like. My family, and I think a lot of people out there, are kind of under the impression like everybody's an infantryman just like out there marching around. You know, they're like, oh, what did you do at drill this weekend? Were you out marching? It's like, well, there's actually a lot more. There's a lot more career fields and a lot more things that people do. Of course, we always, you know, everybody participates in sort of basic soldier skills, but we have so many highly specialized career fields. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that is an option when you join the military. And not only, you know, do we put people in those career fields, but we work very hard to provide them well-rounded training and give them the best opportunities possible to grow in those professions. So there, I would really encourage people to take a look at it and see, like, if there's something that you like doing, maybe the Guard could help you achieve those goals.
I think the abbreviation is MOS. When I'm a member of the Guard and I study or I go to a class and I earn an MOS, what does MOS stand for?
Military Occupational Specialty. And if someone is interested in the cybersecurity realm of the world, which is such a critical skill, that is something that the University of Maine Augusta and particularly the Maine National Guard partners with their training, their coursework, their technical capabilities that they have perfectly mirrors our skill set, our MOS in the National Guard, to include our state partnership with Montenegro. And so we have integrated the cybersecurity program that we have for military occupational specialties. UMA's academic program leads towards that. We have a student that serves in the Maine National Guard who's a part of the cybersecurity academic program. And the techniques that they use at UMA use a platform that is also going to be used in Montenegro.
Dr. McAleer, talk me off the ledge here on this. I will work to find the time to take advantage of this opportunity. But even as I sit here right now, I don't have the time to look into it and apply. Tell me how easy it is.
It is so easy. You could apply and find out by tomorrow if you are accepted or not. And it all can be done online.
And this is where I wait for someone to tell me what the URL is where someone would go to do that.
UMA.edu.
UMA.edu. Kristen, I should have asked you that, hadn't I?
Yeah. I definitely had that one.
I'm sorry. What's that website again, Kristen?
UMA.edu.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.